1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Talking about kitchen organization, you know, how plates should be stacked, where the glasses go, where the coffee mugs go, where can I expect to find a spatula or a fork to feed myself. But then there's always
some organized way.
Then there's always the junk drawer, which makes no sense, but it's always in the kitchen. And we were talking about what's in our junk drawer. Time to find out what's in your junk drawer.
Quincy Jones tune, right?
Is this Quincy?
I believe so.
These guys were the TV experts in junk, Sanford and Son. Forget about American Pickers or Pawn Stars. These are the guys who got it started. Red Fox. Fred Sanders. Sanford. Sanders. And it is a good song. All right, dial now, 866-Bob and Brian, or 414-799-1029. Want to know what was in your junk drawer, or what is in your junk drawer? Shoelaces were always in ours when I was a kid, and they were never in the wrapper where they were contained. They're always out, yeah. Just in the way. You know, I said, shoelaces are always in the way when I'm looking for something.
Had a
in here.
Baby jar full of safety pins around it.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of rubber bands, flashlights, flashlight batteries.
And the batteries could be used or new. You never knew until you put them in, no. And be like, these are all dead. Who puts dead batteries in the junk drawer? Tacks, paper clips. There's always just the loose stuff on the bottom where you have to take everything out. And, oh, there's a penny. Yeah, the junk.
It's always a penny. It's always
maybe
a nickel.
Right. Always just, you know, just garbage in the bottom. Twist ties would be in there. All right, so.
All right.
What was in your junk drawer? You're running it. We'll do it like the one question line. Go ahead.
Howdy, morning, what boys. Was in your junk drawer?
Mini screwdrivers, like for eyeglasses,
yeah.
And a small ball of twine.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, yeah, the whole thing's too full. My wife is always yelling me to take stuff out of there.
Do you keep a small ball? Do you keep a small ball of twine in there just because a large ball of twine won't fit?
Exactly. That's in the basement in its own spot.
That's the answer. Then when they go, why is there a small ball of twine in here? Well, the large ball won't fit, so we had to do that.
All right, thanks.
All right, crap to you.
Hello, what's in your junk drawer?
I must have about 1,000 pens in my junk drawer, and every time I pull one out, it doesn't work.
Isn't it the pen drawer then?
Well, there's rubber bands and chip clips and, you know, scissors chip and clips. All kinds of other stuff, yeah. In there, but you know, the pencils all have broken tips, the pens don't work.
Do you have a pencil sharpener?
Pencil sharpener in there, like a little hand.
There might be one in the house, yeah. Somewhere, but I'm not sure where it would be. It should be in the drunk drawer.
Well, we had a pencil drawer.
Really?
Yeah.
Designated well,
it was by
for
the
pencils.
Phone, yeah. And then there was like a plastic tray with dividers in it.
Did you have notepads to write on there?
There was like scratch paper garbage in the drawer with the phone book. And then next to that was the pen and pencil thing.
And you say, sir, you have 1,000 pens and none of them writes in this drawer.
When I need them to, no.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Half the time when it doesn't write, I usually throw it back in the junk drawer.
Right, because it's junk.
It might write tomorrow. I don't know.
Then that would make it the miracle drawer.
Thank you, sir. Have a pleasant day.
You too.
Hello, what's in your junk drawer?
We got a staple remover and a bunch of pens with no caps. So every time you go in there, you just stab yourself.
Yeah. The keeping the pen and cap together, that's...
Yeah, but it's too hard to find the cap, and it gets lost all the time, so we just keep throwing them in there.
Sure.
I know. The pens and caps. I don't know why they make caps for pens, because...
Well, yeah, for people who are organized enough to keep them together. It's not We're not those people, any of the three of us.
I'm aware of
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hello, what's in your... Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. What's in your junk drawer?
My checkbook and a bunch of loose screws.
Okay. Anything else?
Some poles for some lights I'll never use.
Some what?
I have, like, recessed lighting, like, lights hanging above my sink.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're supposed to extend it, but I'll never extend them.
Oh, the chain poles.
Oh, okay. I see what you
are
mean.
Are they in a box, or are they just laying there?
Laying loose with everything out.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that's one I haven't heard of. Light extenders.
Pole chains, yeah.
Have a good day.
All right. Don't clean it out. Don't anybody clean out their junk drawer.
Hi, what's in your junk drawer?
Hey, all my 10-millimeter sockets are in there.
All of them.
All your how many 10-millimeter sockets do you have?
Everybody in the whole world that loses their 10-millimeter sockets ends up in my junk drawer.
Okay, in there. So you've got plenty of them in your. Okay, all right. It's your junk drawer. Hey. That's where they are. All right.
Howdy. Who's this?
Hey.
Who's this?
I have, actually, you know what? I don't know what I have in there because I can't get it open. There's a mini hammer that's holding everything back.
You can't. Can't use something to shove it out of the way, like a stick.
That's right.
A
that's
spoon, a knife.
That sounds about right. I think we had a tack hammer in our junk drawer when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was magnetized on one end to hold the tack so you could put it in the wall like kink.
Wouldn't it tend to lay flat?
It would. It would. It was. Yeah, it would. Yeah.
All right.
So,
I
like
all
the mini hammer.
Good luck to you. Howdy, what's in your junk drawer?
Oh, let's see. I got your typical tools, flashlights, but then I've got like some stick lubricant from 1965, a clown nose, a used mouth guard, a baseball pitch count, some plumbing tape, and then a flashlight that has a magnetic bottom so it collects all of the miscellaneous metal pieces.
Sure.
The drawer.
Yeah, that's probably good. I like the clown nose.
Half a bag of chia seeds that spilled out. That
half a bag of chia seeds that's all over the bottom, like with the loose paper clips and the tack and the penny and the twist ties.
A clown nose and a pitch counter. Yeah, if you want to make fun of umpires, you just grab both of those and go to a game.
All right, that's a great junk drawer, by the way. That's a great junk drawer. Good work.
Hi, what's in your junk drawer?
I have a BB gun to shoot the squirrels with.
In a junk drawer?
A handgun?
Yeah, it's a little pistol.
Okay.
CO2.
Okay.
Anything else in there?
What squirrels dig it up by yards.
What else is in there?
Hello? What up? All right. He's done with this.
Howdy, what's in your junk drawer?
Oh, I've got a sewing kit. I've got iron-on patches, deck of cards.
Oh, yeah, the deck of cards. Yeah, that's where the,
Anybody have a cribbage board in their junk drawer? That's a little big.
It's on top of the armoire.
Okay, all right. But you have a cribbage board. All right, that's a good junk drawer, too.
Yep.
All right. And, hi, what's in your junk drawer?
Well, I got everything. Batteries, an old phone book that uses a phone.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of my drawer in the desk, a skinny long one about 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
Well, the kids had a party the other day, and you know those roll-up ribbons you use for your birthdays and they tie them across the room?
Sure,
They put it in a drawer. Okay. I went to pull it open the other night, and guess what? It got stuck. So when I yanked even harder, everything went out the back of the drawer, fell on the floor. I took the ribbon, threw it across the room. And now I got ribbon laying everywhere, and I got batteries and junk laying on the floor.
On the floor.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
Good for you.
I think that is a great first time ever what's in your junk drawer. Nice work, everybody.